A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery, working night and day in order not to burden any of you. We proclaim to you that the gospel of God, you are the witnesses and so is God, how devotedly and justly and blamelessly we have behaved towards you believers. As you know, we treated each of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you and insisting that you walk in a manner worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. The word of the Lord. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. Where can I go from your spirit and from your presence, where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me. Your right hand hold me fast. You have searched me and you know me, O Lord. If I say, surely the darkness shall hide me and night shall be my light. For you, darkness itself is not dark and night shines as the day. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, and inside you're full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, if I had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophet's blood. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you and your children of those who murdered the prophets now filled up what your ancestors measured out. The Gospel of the Lord. Still trying to get caught up with the time. Woke up 3 o'clock, went back to bed, and then I woke up 6 minutes ago. It was really great. And as I'm hurrying up to get down here, there's a bat flying around. I'm thinking, oh, if you remember, I got bit by a bat upstairs about 10 years ago. It wasn't the most exciting thing for me. So anyway, as we come and we listen to what God is saying to us, first of all, Jesus isn't being very nice to the Pharisees. Again, for people who want Jesus always to be nice and we always got to be nice, that's not the way. Sometimes he has to call us out. And so, first of all, he's talking to us priests that we have to be very careful that we're not just pharisaical. You know, the Holy Father again and again talks about clericalism and people that appear to be holy, but inside they're a mess. You know, inside they're filled with lust or whatever it happens to be, instead of people who are filled with the knowledge of God and the love of God. So first of all, priests have to examine our own consciences and our lives, but then all of us have to. You know, no matter how I appear on the outside, how am I in the inside? What is it filled with God? Am I always seeking God's will, or am I always looking to do my will and ask God to bless it? Am I a person who is a man or a woman of integrity, that I am who I am no matter where I am, whether I'm alone, whether I'm with others, whether I'm at the church, whether I'm at the bar? Am I a person who lives Christ because Christ lives inside of me? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and